said, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
On the sunny side of the street.
So I don't care if Frank calls in. Don't take his call today. We're not even going to put him over here at all. That's it.
Our minds are on.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's the Big 550 KTRS. And we are here the day before. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest in the studio today. Bill Cleveland is not with us today.
Aww.
But we have our entertainment man, Joe Hippertson. I know.
Thank you for the introduction, Dan.
Joe Hippertson. There we go.
Hello, sorry.
Hello, Joe. Joe's going to be with us live in the studio, something he hardly ever does.
I've only done once. This is number two for me.
Number two?
Oh man.
I hope it's not. We don't say that in here.
I hope you don't. It's number two. Grief, man. So it is the day before Thanksgiving, Guns and Hoses tonight at Savas Center. If you don't have anything to do, or if you want to go down and see some good boxing, I mean, it pretty much goes on all night long.
Yeah.
The police against the firefighters. And it's some good boxing and some good fun. And I guess we'll start the Burke segment here. So Frank had a teacher, Mr. Burke, his history teacher, and he used to start the class off with by saying, does anyone have anything to say?
Boy, I do.
Oh, Karen.
I do. I really, really do. Well, first of all, at 3:30 this afternoon begins...
What?
Oh, man.
My daughter's basketball career in high school. I just have to say it.
Wow.
And I have to miss the first game. But this is a big deal in St. Charles because it's St. Charles against St. Charles West. And it's the junior varsity and it's the varsity. And in fact, I understand, and I have to mention this too, it's just a little bit of family.
Boring.
But I don't care.
Lord,
I don't care because, you know, I talk about him, my grandpa, who's 101. I understand they're
Homer?
Recognizing Pawpaw, yes, Homer Plackmeyer, tonight at the varsity guys basketball game. I think it's 7 o'clock. He is the surviving. The sole survivor of the class of 1922 for St. Charles High School.
Is he going to go?
Yeah, he's going to the game.
He is?
He's going to the game. I don't think he's going to be able to go to Amy's game because junior varsity, you know, plays much earlier and the girls play before the guys and all of that. But it should be kind of an interesting, fun night. So I wanted to mention that.
So Pawpaw Plackmeyer is going to be out on the court.
He'll
tonight.
Be, at least recognized at the school. So that's pretty cool. I wanted to ask you guys, in my house I have 4 touch lamps, you know, where you just touch them and they turn on, and that's all. Amy has a couple in her room and I have a couple. How do they, if it's not the light bulb, how can a touch lamp not work? What goes bad? Because we now have a touch lamp that will not turn on.
What do you mean by a touch lamp?
Well, you know, you just touch the base or you touch the
shape. It's got sensors in it.
Yeah,
it has a sensor in it.
That's crazy. I got one that doesn't work either. It's a small one. It's one you put on a desk.
Yeah.
It worked forever. One day, I changed a bulb. I put a new bulb in, and now it doesn't work when you touch it.
And I don't understand.
Really?
What's to break? And somebody, will know. These phones are already ringing. I do not understand what could go wrong in a touch lamp. So I'm looking for the answer there. And maybe I have to trash it and just get a different lamp.
I don't know. I've never seen a touch lamp go bad. But now we have 2 people in the studio that have touch lamps that are bad.
And yours too, right, Joe?
That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then on the subject of, well, maybe you say maybe static or something, you know, makes it work. I don't know. But I have to tell you this story. We were just talking about static here in the studio.
Yeah.
And the humidity is much less outside than we're used to. And Dan came over here to adjust the footrest on my stool and, you know, pow, he got that pretty good.
I adjusted your stool.
You adjusted the footrest.
We got Joe at number 2
I sit
over here.
In. And I know a General Motors mechanic who came home and said, they actually had a customer come in to the shop and said here in the last week, he has a brand new vehicle, and every time he gets out of it and every time he gets in it, he gets shocked. And he said, and you know, the weirdest thing is there's 2 other people where I work that also have new cars, and they're getting shocked. Is there a recall out?
He thinks it's a new car?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that.
I
think it's humidity and lack of, I think.
You know, there's one place I always go where every time I touch it, and it's only me, nobody else gets shocked. I get shocked every time I touch it, and it's a door at my parents' business. If I touch it, I get shocked every time. It doesn't make any sense.
Great story, Trevor.
Good story, Trevor.
Yeah.
Well,
on the carpet. Well, yeah, like, yeah.
Hey, Mary can answer your question, Karen.
On the touch lamp?
Yeah. Mary can?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Mary, you can answer Karen's question?
Hello, AM and a PM, you guys.
And just tell me I don't have to toss this lamp. Is there...
No, Karen, here's what I experience with my touch lamps. When... Isn't there an adapter that you have to screw into the outlet, screw into the lamp before you put the light bulb in, right?
No.
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 Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, it always worked fine before.
Well, my lamps, I converted them. So I had, there's a little adapter, and you take the light bulb out, you screw this adapter in, and then you put the light bulb into the adapter.
Mm.
Coming off of that adapter are these two little wires, and on the end of the wires are these little they're kind of brass looking, but they're horseshoe shaped pieces of U metal, and you have to wrap those around there and they just touch the what are the things that the harp of the lamp, and that's what makes the contact, and then when you hit the lamp it causes it to turn off and on.
When I bought my lamp, it was just a touch lamp. Yeah. That's what it said on the box.
So
touch
you,
lamp.
You souped up your own lamp?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get these adapters, you know, at the box stores, and that's what they do. They have these two little wires, or actually I only had one little wire, and the wire touches or wraps around the harp. And the harp is the thing that holds your lampshade.
But I never had the problem before. I never had an adapter, and it worked fine without one.
Oh,
so
well,
I'm afraid that might not be the answer, but I...
Turn it upside down and shake it. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you anyway.
You're very welcome.
Maybe Tim can help you. Tim knows.
He says yo. Okay. Hello, Tim.
Hello. Yeah, if she doesn't have the conversion kit like Mary has, and it comes equipped with that, there's an integrated circuit in the base that usually goes bad.
Okay.
And you just send you find the manufacturer of the lamp, and they can usually send it to you for a price.
I think we're going to have to buy new lamps.
Yeah,
Karen.
A price that exceeds the price of the lamp, including shipping and handling.
That's all it is.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tim. I thought they were just magic.
Anything else, Tim? Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, was there anything else?
No, that's all.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe, off to shop for integrated circuits, it sounds like.
Yeah, with harps.
Grief. Let's get a new lamp.
Yeah, how much was the lamp?
I was like, $20. $20.
Holy cow. Wow.
And then the only other thing I have for the Burke segment, I was looking, I guess I was on MSN's site, and they had some of the worst TV shows, the turkeys of TV, if you will, of all time. And I hate to say this, Dan, the number one thing listed here, it looks like it was Barney and Friends.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Barney and Friends?
According to this one woman that put this list together.
Barney Friends with the turkeys?
Oh, with kids.
Yeah.
Barney the Dinosaur?
But Dr. Phil is on the list, too.
So. Well, there you go. That makes more sense.
Barney loves everyone. I love you.
Yeah, it's funny to hear that.
Yeah, he loves everyone.
How long has Barney been on the air?
Too long.
What, has it been 20 years?
No, 10.
No, 15.
Yeah,
but 10.
An easy 10 or 15.
15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to watch him? You still watch him? Still watch him. Baby Bop is my favorite. Anybody else for the Burke segment? Joe?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. In 2 days, it is Black Friday, the big shopping day after Thanksgiving, the one where everybody goes out at 4 a.m. and clips their coupons.
No, not everybody.
Most.
No.
Some fanatics go out.
A lot of people.
Here's the deal. When you're going out, you're buying all these great gifts for people, and you're going to get all the greatest Christmas gifts in the world. Just remember one thing. The greatest gifts that I've ever gotten in my life around Christmas time were always the ones that were made for me as opposed to ones that were bought Ones that are bought, I can go to the store and get myself. I can stand in line. I can send away for a special lamp. I can do whatever I want to do, but I can buy my own gifts. If you wait in line forever, it doesn't even come close to if you take a little bit of time and make something special. When I was a teenager, I'm serious. This is a serious thing. It's topical. 2 days from now.
I was knitting slippers for you.
Touching.
Now look, when I was a teenager, I had a little cousin. His name was Steven. Him and I became really good friends. He was in like fifth grade. It really worked out to me.
Joe.
I'm sorry.
Honey, he and I.
You got a lot of fun, Joe.
He was my friend. He and I.
Welcome to Grammar World.
He looked up to me. We became friends. One Christmas, he gave me a framed picture of the two of us when I went to one of his piano recitals. I still have that picture in my house, and I see it almost every day. That means more to me than anything else I've gotten wrapped up in crazy, wrapping paper, whatever. I'm just saying, if you take a little time, the things you make for people will always outdo what you can buy them at 4 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving. Hmm. That's all.
I don't think so. I think I'd take a big giant plasma TV.
Yeah. You can't make that.
Sorry, I'm trying to make a plasma TV.
Xbox. I bombed on the bird segment. That's fine.
No.
I'm just trying to chime in.
No, it was touching.
It's nice.
Thanks,
it's
nice. Segment.
Yeah, this doesn't go on this show.
No.
Oh, crap, man. Hey, here, I made you a nice little plane. I just took a piece of paper out of the trash can and made you a plane.
Put his name on it.
Put his name on it. Put your name on it. Nice.
Worked on my bird segment. Whole writer here. I was rehearsing it in the car.
Oh, man. You thought everybody was going to start crying and everything.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong room.
Yeah.
That's gotcha.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Oh, yeah. I got a little.
Whoa.
What?
Just with our Xbox talk yesterday, I'm very upset at myself that I did not stand in line with all the other losers at midnight, because Xbox 360s today on eBay are going anywhere upwards of double to triple.
I know that.
But you know what? If you just wait and make it like a Valentine's present or something.
Oh, no,
but
then
you're trying to go way down.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's just supply and demand.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's out of them now, and they're not going to have any more. Well, ABC News was doing stories, and they're not going to have any more for a couple weeks, and the amount that they're getting then is going to be very limited, so I'm just...
It's all a ploy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The kids that got those Xboxes are the coolest kids in school right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard a lot of these stores were sold out before they even opened the doors, because outside, when people were lined up outside, they gave them vouchers. So when they went in the store, they just turned in the voucher and they got one. So they were sold out before the doors even opened. Good
story.
And I have another story to go along with that. There's a website that was raising funds from people to raise money enough to buy an Xbox, and they were the first ones in line. They stood in line for 55 hours. This is from their website. And they were the first ones to get an Xbox, so they went in and got their Xbox, brought it outside to the parking lot, opened it up in front of all the other people in line, and smashed it with a sledgehammer. Just as an experiment to see what people would do. So they rate it's smashmyxbox.com. They did this in front of all these other people standing in line, and they were filming the whole thing and just watching people's reaction.
Is it online?
Yeah, the video's not online yet, but smashmyxbox.com.
That's great.
That is so cool.
That is awesome. Smashmyxbox.com. That's the coolest.
Yeah. So.
All right. Was that
do you
it?
Have anything?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, thanks,
Dan.
Oh. I just have one thing. I was going to talk about the Guns N' Roses thing tonight, but I mentioned that. But I had to go. I told Debbie, I said.
Who's Debbie?
My Debbie. I live with Debbie.
Debbie Do.
I told her, I said, I'm going to go by the store and go by the mall and get a couple of things. And she goes, oh, while you're there, go by the Lancome counter.
You told her that, he said, you didn't have time for that. Or
I said, yeah, I don't have any time for that. And then she said, it's loose powder, loose face powder translucent or something. I know. I have no idea. And everything in the store is on sale except for...
The powder.
Loose powder translucent.
Loose powder translucent. I mean, it's $30 for, like, loose powder translucent. And I walk up, and the nice thing about going to those counters is you're so dumb and you're ignorant to everything that's going on there. But He's
well, you're a guy. You shouldn't. Yeah. You shouldn't know anything about.
He's real cute chicks. You know, take you by the hand and lead you around, and so that was the only nice thing. But I walked up and they said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yeah, I need some translucent Lancome powder."
I see it on you. It looks nice.
I had to try some. But I said the loose powder translucent and I said medium like that, because Debbie, she said medium about something, and the girl goes, she turns around and looks at me and she goes, "Medium? We don't have medium." I'm like, "Oh, crap."
You should know this, though, because you're the guy that tried to sell Mary Kay cosmetics and used to go to purse parties.
Yeah.
Did you drive a pink car?
No, I never sold that much. Never got that far. I ran out of that place, the Mary Kay cosmetic thing. I ran out of there when this guy walked up. I was the only guy in there, and I turned around and saw this one guy standing there. He looked kind of like Joe Hiverson a little bit, but...
It was Joe.
Oh, no, it wasn't. And I looked over, and I thought, oh... Thank goodness, another guy here. So I walked over and I said, "Hi, I'm Dan." And he goes, "Hi, I'm Steven."
Oh, man. Right. Sounds just like me, too.
Another guy. Sorry, Joe.
Did purse parties?
No, I went to a purse party.
You went to a purse party? Really?
It's the same as doing them.
I went to one. I went to a purse party and bought my sister a present, bought Debbie a present. I bought presents for the chicks.
How many guys were at that party?
So maybe two.
Really?
Yeah. Man.
The same guy that was at the Mary Kay.
You and Steven?
Steven was there.
The carpool?
You guys left and went to the purse party.
Sweet. Carpool? You went to my place?
That purse that you carry, is that the one you bought at the party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What the heck are the names? The Coach. I bought a Coach. Is it their Coach? There's Coach and there's...
Who are you talking to?
I don't know more about... I just buy what I like. The look of what works for me.
What is... What's the heck? What's the V one? The V.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, Pion knows that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they go crazy. We actually hosted one in our house once. My wife hosted one. We went to New York. She went crazy for all the guys that are selling the knockoffs, the stolen ones.
Oh, yeah.
She did everything she could to buy stolen purses. I mean, it was crazy. We were actually walking up to people that had to walk down alleys with us to go to their trunks so that they could take out a big garbage bag of Louis Vuittons. We were negotiating for these Louis Vuittons. And then we brought them back to St. Louis, and we're hosting purse parties, and we're moving them. I don't know if I should be saying it. We're moving people into the door.
Wow, man. Holy cow. That's weird. All right, Trevor, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Right. Do we need, you got time for it?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we got time.
I was listening to McGraw on the way in.
Now, who's that?
Magoo? McCheese.
Where is
Magoo
he?
Magoo McCheese? Okay.
He was talking about... sweet potatoes, and how he doesn't like sweet potatoes.
Oh.
Do you guys not like sweet potatoes?
No, I love them, Trevor.
I love them.
Yeah, we had so much in common, Trevor. It really is amazing. Yeah. I love sweet potatoes.
You guys go do it.
No, I could be his mom. But
Grandma.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, you. I say mom. I'm leaving it at that. No, sweet potatoes are good.
No, I don't eat sweet potatoes either. I won't.
You don't?
I won't eat them, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that to like? It's a sweet. If you eat regular potatoes, it's a sweet regular potato, isn't it?
Do you like them with a little butter and the marshmallows?
Oh, yeah.
See, then you're not eating, like McGraw was saying, you're not eating sweet potatoes, then. You're putting marshmallows and butter.
Well,
and everything
when you eat potatoes, do you put butter on them?
But yeah.
All right. Whoa. When you eat French fries, do you put ketchup on them?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Salt and pepper?
You know.
A little salt, maybe.
All right. Well, it's the same thing.
It's just accentuating the taste. My argument to what McGraw said about that, though, is a lot of people drink coffee, but they put, like, creamer and sugar in it, and they still drink coffee. I don't understand why that is not considered eating sweet potato if you don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, and that's a pecan praline sweet potato casserole that Dearburg's made.
Oh,
I order that every year because I can't make it nearly as good as they do.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Wonderful.
Wow. Well, we're the Kelly twins, and thank you for stopping by Food Talk.
And last thing, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, because this will be our last chance.
Oh, man.
Hey, has anybody ever eaten a potato like an apple? You ever done that?
No.
I'm dead serious. I do that all the time. I microwave them, I put butter on them, and then I eat it like an apple.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
How do you put butter on the skin?
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah, on the skin.
Butter.
Yeah, I put the butter on the skin.
Put butter on it.
I put it on a plate, butter it up. I cover it up with the clear plastic wrap. I throw it in the microwave. I poke some holes in it so it breathes, and I take it on and eat it like an apple.
Wow.
This I've never heard of
it. I haven't either. I don't waste anything now. Man.
What in God's name is happening?
This is probably why I only call in.
Love yeah. control.
Do we have a hockey game at 4?
yeah, I think we do. No, we start the pregame at 4 for
yeah,
the Rams
there you
on
go.
Sunday. So we'll take... Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Trevor. That's Trevor Nickerson over there. We have Outdoors Ned is going to join us here in just a few minutes. And we'll take a break. And we'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Geraldo at Large, New York.
I was slapped in the face. She pushed me down the stairs in the house.
Did this nanny really work in a house of horrors? Now her outraged employers lash out.
It's all about a money grab. It's pure and simple. And she's very interested in money.
Hear both sides in this controversial case. Plus, a car crash leaves two children dead. Geraldo exposes the facts, the evidence, and why one mother has been charged.
Geraldo at Large, today at 4:30 on Fox 2. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, a destructive fire in Olivet is being blamed on cable installation, how it happened, and the exclusive interview with the installer who says he is responsible. Traveling for the holidays? We'll have the latest from Lambert Airport, and you can find out what roads you'll want to avoid. And it's part 3 of our toy test. Today we look at toys with dance and music themes. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
So where do you want to eat?
I don't know.
What about Thai or Italian?
What about Thai Italian?
There's no such thing as Thai Italian.
Well, there would be if restaurants were like SBC Services.
Huh? What do you mean?
SBC Services are really flexible. They offer all these great combinations of products. Let's you find the one that's right for you. I get local phone service and high-speed internet starting as low as $32 a month, all on one bill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot more flexible than cable.
I wish there was a good Chinexican restaurant.
As do I.
Peking duck enchiladas.
Sweet and sour tacos.
Mugu guy.
It's all about flexibility, simplicity, and value. New customers sign up online for local phone service and high-speed internet starting as low as $32 a month. For a range of plans and the right options for you, call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/myplan. SBC. Now joined with AT&T.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0397 toll-free or visit sbc.com/sbcbundle.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Before you go anyplace else, consider Joseph A. Bank, where right now you save up to 75% off all corduroy sport coats, regularly $450, now $99. Cashmere V-neck sweaters, only $99. Plus, a huge selection of top coats, raincoats, and leather jackets, $179. And an incredible selection of sport shirts and pinpoint dress shirts, only $25. We're even opening at 8 on Friday with all camel hair blazers, regularly $395, just $149. From 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday only. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. The only place to shop for men. Opening at 8 on Friday with camel hair blazers, only $149.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Hillshire Farm reminds you to invite our little Smokies to your holiday shindig.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Bob!
So this is what this party is like.
Yes, your party. You throw it every year.
Oh, this year's better. I finally got out of the kitchen. Thank you, Little Smokies.
All the work we do at Hillshire Farm means delicious Little Smokies cocktail sausages are so quick and easy, you can enjoy your own party for a change. Heat them up in barbecue sauce and you're entertaining. Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, America's favorite smoked sausage.
There's only one place to find 250 early bird specials. Kohl's After Thanksgiving Sale. Starting Friday at 5 a.m., all Fisher-Price, Little Tykes, and Barbie toys are 50% off. A 15-inch LCD flat panel TV is just $249.99. And there's more, 250 early birds in all. And you'll get a $10 Kohl's cash coupon for every $50 you spend. The early bird is the word this Friday from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Kohl's After Thanksgiving Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
The holidays have arrived early at A.E. Schmidt. Right now you can get pool tables from $9.95. Plus at A.E. Schmidt, get tables with wood ram's head legs and leather pockets only $16.95. Hurry in to A.E. Schmidt during our holiday sale and enter to win a free shuffleboard table valued over $3,000. Plus a huge selection of two-piece custom cubes. Buy now and we'll give you a free carrying case. A.E. Schmidt, Chesterfield, Creve Coeur, South County, and Fairview Heights. A.E. Schmidt. Hurry, sale ends December 4th.
Visit Seasonal Concepts today for store-wide savings, including pre-lit trees, wreaths, garland, hanging ornaments, and lights. For locations, visit SeasonalConcepts.com.
Well, I hope none of you involved in an accident over this holiday season. Honest to goodness, I really do. But that's not going to be the case. There are those of you listening, and you're going to get in the fender bender. Partly because of the winter weather, partly because everybody's running around in a hurry, the holiday thing, not paying attention. At least you know where to take the vehicle. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 5 locations, 20 years in the business, 6,000 vehicles a year, and a C in their name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You need to know how to spell it because this is who you want to call when you have to have body work done. And check out this website. This is the website that will show you where you can find yourself a vehicle from $2,000 to $12,000 primarily. That's the range of what you'll find there. These have been repaired by Schaefer and purchased for resale. SchaeferAutoResale.com. That's SchaeferAutoResale.com. 5 locations, lots of experience, exquisite work. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
342 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic. It's sponsored by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney after Thanksgiving sale this Friday only. Stores open up early, 5 a.m. with hundreds of doorbusters until noon. It's all inside JCPenney. Westbound 40 at Big Bend. We have an accident. The right lane's blocked. Traffic stacked up to Vandeventer. If you are headed out of town, southbound on 55, just so you know, it is closed both directions near Route 412. That's in the Missouri Boot Hill due to a serious accident. Northbound 270 on the ramp to 70. An accident's been cleared. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Laclede Station. Slow traffic. Westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Traffic running slow already. Southbound 270 between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Heavy traffic. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar, a slowdown. And westbound on Manchester at 141. Water main work, the right lane is closed. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Oh, it's a great day today to go outdoors.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
It's going to be a great weekend to go outdoors. That's why we head to Outdoors Ned. Outdoors Ned Spurk. He was in the studio last week.
Yeah.
He's brought to you by Callier, Thompson, and Shea. They specialize in remodeling and room additions. And now, here's your host of the outdoor segment, Outdoors Ned Spurk.
Hey, Ned. Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going good on?
It's the day before my favorite day.
What's that?
Thanksgiving.
Woo! Did you shoot a turkey yourself?
I did not shoot a turkey myself, but I'm going to tell you how to cook a wild one here if you'll just bear with me.
Oh.
Hey, how about this? Outdoors Ned doing a poem. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white, but I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning in anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed to the ceiling floating into the sky with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees. Happy eating to all. Pass the cranberries, please.
Hey, oh, nicely done.
Wow, they
did
that.
That's not even the end of it.
Okay.
May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious. May your pies take the prize. May your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs. That's it.
Beautiful. Holy cow.
I'm glad you appreciate my poetry. It's not my poem, but it's kind of funny anyway. It's turkey season out there for archery people, for archers. I mean, if you get a wild turkey, and now's the time, there's a great way to cook them. And it's you cook them breast side down. You separate the skin, all you wild turkey cookers, listen to this, separate the skin from the body, trying not to tear the skin. And then you mix up a mixture of smoked bacon, diced lemon, and finely diced onion, and you rub pepper and lemon and all that solution under the skin, and then you cover it with salt and pepper, and you place it breast side down in a roasting pan and put carrots and celery and potatoes under it to kind of prop it up so the breast doesn't get all the way to the bottom. Cook it for 45 minutes, and then you flip it over and then cook it just like you do a regular turkey.
Wow.
It's delicious.
Sounds great.
Mm. Let me tell you one other good, real good recipe. Depending on the size of your turkey, you use one White Castle per pound.
Really?
You take the pickles off the White Castle, you tear the burgers into little quarter-inch pieces, and you add diced celery and seasoning, and you toss that and add chicken broth. And that's what you use for your stuffing. So if you've got a 20-pound bird, you use 20 White Castles. So that'll be the equivalent of 3/4 of a cup of stuffing per pound.
And that's like the stuffing for it?
That is the stuffing. It's White Castles without the pickles. It's the onion and the meat and the chicken broth. It's fantastic.
I could imagine that'd be good.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I mean, everybody's got to love a White Castle. And you will love this. Just take the White Castles, and you really can't goof it up. It's a great recipe.
Wow.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah,
that's
simple.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Simple is good when you're putting together a big meal like that.
You bet it is. You still got time to get out there and get a turkey. The archers can get them, and, of course, it's deer season. But tomorrow's my favorite day. I love sitting around smelling that turkey roasting, don't you, and basting it and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're frying one tomorrow.
Yep. Are you deep frying one?
Yes.
Those are great.
I love deep fried turkeys.
Oh, they're so good. The only thing I don't like about them is about the biggest one you can do is about 12 pounds, right?
Depending on the fryer, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not doing it. Debbie's brother is doing it.
And the other thing is it costs about $3,400 in peanut oil, I think.
Yeah. Now, like I said, I'm not doing it. Debbie's brother is doing it. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Well, that's all from the outdoors today. Good to talk to you guys. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
You too. What are you and Ima have planned?
And Ima and I are going over to Aunt Mickey's.
All right.
Mickey's a woman.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to confuse you there.
You said Aunt Mickey.
Yeah,
yeah, Aunt Mickey.
Yeah, you did.
I figured that.
I can't wait to start smelling that turkey, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
See you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye-bye. There goes Outdoors Ned. Boy, that's beautiful. My mom cooked a wild turkey one time. I think I've told this story, I think. She cooked a wild turkey because her husband had gone out and he shot a turkey. And she says, we're having Thanksgiving at our house. That's another thing. We should talk about Thanksgivings with extended families or just the holidays with extended families because it gets it gets absolutely insane and gets nuts. But she said, come on over. We're going to have a turkey. Al got a turkey and I'm cooking it up. And we went over and we were eating it and it went and bit into
shotgun pellets.
Yes, we were biting into the pellets. I could not find a piece without pellets in it. It was like biting into little marbles.
Yeah, I don't know how you get past that. If you
have to shoot the turkey in the head.
Yeah.
But I think he shot the turkey more or less in the body.
The body.
Oh man, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
Don't they still run around without the head? Or is that chickens?
That's well, chickens.
Chickens can.
Turkeys would do it, too.
I was going to say, if you shoot it in the head, it's kind of pointless. It's going to keep running.
No, well, you can catch it because it can't. It'll probably run into a tree because it can't see where it's going.
Yeah. I'm obviously not a hunter.
I'm not either. Not either. I just like to go to Deerberg's, and then we'll deep fry one tomorrow, and that'll be good.
Yeah.
Should we head to...
Yeah, we have our guest on the phone.
Oh, we have a secret special guest on the phone, and he is at the Washington Elizabeth exit. He's in Florissant, Missouri.
Does he have car trouble?
No. Are you having car trouble, sir?
Not as, is this like what's my line?
Yeah, mystery guest. Yeah, our mystery guest.
Well, he said you were at the exit, Washington Elizabeth exit
in Florissant, and Karen asked if you were having car trouble.
We have no car troubles at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Oh, oh, Joe!
This is Joe Beanie.
Hey.
Joe
hi,
Beanie.
Karen.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hey, Carol said tell you hi, too, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't seen her in a while.
I know. So what's going on? You guys have some great holiday deals going on, huh?
We have the Red Tag event, but on the eve of Thanksgiving, Mr. and Mrs. Landoff, Jr. and Sr., want to thank everyone for their business for the year and look forward to a great holiday season. And kind of like the theme that we like to pass along is Thanksgiving and... If we have a little saying here, if you take all your troubles and throw them out in the middle of Highway 270, everyone will be diving for their own problems back. So there's a lot to be thankful for at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah. And you guys are having a great year, aren't you?
It's a phenomenal year, and we continue to lead in new car and new truck sales in the area. We're doing it with some great products from Chevrolet, the Cobalt, the Malibu. And I just got a full truck of HHRs.
You
so
did?
Whatever, no.
Really?
One's got your name on it, Karen.
Oh, what a great little vehicle.
It's a phenomenal vehicle, and they have special financing rates on that vehicle. They're priced from $15,990, and it's a great fuel economy vehicle, over 3 miles to the gallon average. And we invite everybody to come in. And browse tomorrow. We'll be open extended hours Friday and Saturday for the Thanksgiving shopping day.
Hey, Joe, you guys have those giant bows because people are going to be buying, people buy like their family members' cars for Christmas and stuff like that. You guys have those giant bows to put on them for them?
We sure do, but that's our Christmas surprise.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow we'll have a helicopter coming over throwing turkey. No, that's not you guys.
Don't do that. All right, Joe, we'll give them that phone number.
Phone number here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is 314-837-1800, and we want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Joe, how long are you guys there tonight?
We'll be here tonight till 9 o'clock.
Okay, beautiful.
And we'd be happy to send a new car home so you can have it for Thanksgiving with your turkey.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? That would be awesome. All right, Joe.
Guys, our motto is see some red, save some green. Come on down to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you next week sometime, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right,
see you,
Joe.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Joe Beanie, Washington Elizabeth exit there in Florissant, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and we will be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing the new DirecTV Plus DVR. Finally, an easy-to-use DVR so you'll never miss a minute of your favorite TV shows. It's so easy, 5-year-old Megan McDonald will explain how it works.
Well, if you want to record a show, all you have to do is press one button. If you want to pause the show, just press one button. If you want to rewind the show, just press one button. And that's it. That's how it works.
Is that all?
Yeah. Just press one button. It's so easy, even you can do it.
And the best part is you can get the new DirecTV Plus DVR for free after a $100 mail-in rebate. The new DirecTV Plus DVR is only available from DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and ask how to get a free DirecTV Plus DVR after a $100 mail-in rebate. Offer ends 2/28/06 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. Programming commitment required. Hardware programming and DVR service sold separately. Add $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Somebody up there.
Hi, I'm Adam Zimmerman of the St. Louis Rams, and I'd like to invite you to celebrate Christmas Eve at Calvary Church. Calvary Church will have special candlelight services at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. your whole family will enjoy your favorite Christmas carols and a message about the good news of Christ. Calvary Church is 2 miles south of I-70 on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Merry Christmas to you and yours from your friends at Calvary Church, where friends become family.
KTRS invites you and your family to the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in downtown St. Louis. This year's parade will feature more than 120 units and feature champion figure skater Nancy Kerrigan as this year's Grand Marshal. The parade kicks off at 8:40 on Thanksgiving morning at the corner of 8th and Market. More than a dozen marching bands, giant cartoon balloons, floats, and a couple of special surprises. For more information on the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the Ameren Holiday Festival of Lights the night before, log on to KTRS.com.
Hi, it's Frank, and I've told you before, I'm a member of First Community Credit Union, and I will continue to invite you to become a member, too. And I have 100 reasons why you might want to refinance your auto, your van, your car, your truck with First Community Credit Union. It's actually one reason that is 100 reasons, and here's what it is, $100. You get $100 when you apply with First Community Credit Union by December 31st to refinance your auto loan from another institution, another bank, another credit union. You check out the credit rates, the auto rates, and you're going to find you may have extra money for the holidays because they have great rates right now. Call 314-993-FAST. If you need cash for the holidays, they got holiday loans, Christmas Club accounts, so you can plan ahead and have lots of money. They make it easy to put extra money in your pocket, again, by calling the number 314-993-FAST. If you don't have a First Community credit card, apply now. They have a variety of credit cards. We happen to have debit cards from First Community Credit Union. And just a lot of great reasons. They can help you make 2006 a smarter financial year. Get in touch with them. Go to their website. It's firstcommunity.com.
KTRS. We only have a couple minutes before the top of the hour, but we learned something about Joe Hipperson off the
more
air.
About Joe Hipperson.
Huh?
We get more of
him. More about Joe Hipperson. We learned more.
You're so funny, Pierre.
That he does not chew macaroni and cheese.
I've never chewed macaroni and cheese. One day, I was at home. My wife and I were sitting out watching TV. I'm eating a bowl of macaroni and cheese or shells and cheese, whatever it was. And I wasn't chewing. I've never chewed it. You put it in your mouth, you swallow it. It's already done.
That's the way my dog eats his dog food. He inhaled it.
Man. No, but seriously, though, I mean, there's no reason to chew it. And she told me, you got to chew it. Your stomach's going to get weird. Something's going to happen. You got to chew it. I've never chewed macaroni and cheese, so I tried chewing it. It was just forced. I didn't like it. I felt like I was being forced to do something wrong. It felt like it was getting in my teeth, and I felt like I had a floss. There was cheese everywhere.
Wow. Settle down, Joe. You don't have to chew macaroni and cheese.
The next time you have macaroni and cheese, just take a bite, swallow it. It's great. It's a lot quicker, and you can have it after you eat my food.
I like to enjoy it a little bit.
What about the little elbow macaronis? I can see swallowing those because those are pretty small, but you get those shells. Some of those shells are pretty big.
It just swallows them right down. Right?
You swallow the shells too.
With a bow tie pasta, I got to chew that up a bit because it seems like you got that magic prize in the middle of the bow tie pasta.
Yeah.
You got to chew it because there might be meat in there, but you don't know. It never is, but you still chew it.
Macaroni and cheese is great, though, isn't it? I could eat it every day. Yeah. I could eat it every day.
This is like food to macaroni and cheese.
Why don't we take this off?
Let's
go. Jeff, please don't talk about food.
Help us out here.
Chuck's
done with food.
Chuck's all done. Battery's eating and had to take another bite.
We've got like a minute and a half, and we'll try. Who's this? Here?
Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see if you guys had any of those tickets left for the Cardinal function.
Oh, the
the premiere of the movie.
You can't pick them up though. That's a problem.
Oh yeah, the when is that? Is that
it's Monday evening?
Is it Monday?
Are we open Monday? He could pick him up Monday, couldn't he?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Mark, you can pick him up Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going on the air. Can I say hello to Karen?
No, sure.
Oh, hi, Mark. How many tickets do you need, Mark?
How many can you get? Well, three would be preferably, but two, I know you guys are getting out in pairs.
We'll do three for you, Mark.
Cool. And where do I pick them up?
You pick them up here at the radio station at KTRS.
All right, great.
Okay, and just pick them up Monday sometime between 8:30 and 5. Hang on, I'll have Trevor get some info from you, okay?
All right, have a good holiday.
Okay,
oh,
you too.
Thank
Mark.
You.
All right, bye-bye. All right, I wonder if we have... I don't know if we have time.
No, I don't think so.
No, we don't have time. So next hour we have Joe Hipperson, who's feverishly working on his Hip on Entertainment report to kind of let you know what to do this weekend.
This long weekend.
I know. Yeah. I think we know what everybody's basically going to do tomorrow. But what to do on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's Joe's job.
I'll do my best.
To let you know what's going on. And then we'll have Dr. Doug. We have Bill Cleveland.
Wow.
We're just loaded and packed today on this Thanksgiving Eve. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in the Gateway City.
Stop it!
The Big 550. Oh, KT-
Hurry up, news.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and that means millions of Americans are heading out across the country. They're on the roads and in the skies. ABC's Louise Schiavone is at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C.
Slow and steady here at Reagan National Airport, where travelers are frankly shocked by how orderly everything is.
We'll have 3 hours to get in here, and there doesn't seem to be anybody here.
So we're very happy so far, but we haven't gotten on the security line yet. Ticket agents say that people have been traveling steadily all week, and they are expecting a big turnout on Thanksgiving morning. Louise Schiavone, ABC News at Reagan National Airport.
Now, there have been some delays, mostly because of the weather at airports near New York City and Chicago and in Atlanta, storms in the Great Lakes region. In some places, though, like Texas, less people are on the road.
The AAA says as many as 20,000 fewer Texans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving. Millions of people were forced to travel earlier this year when Hurricane Rita was bearing down on the Gulf Coast. There are also thousands of new Texans who came here from Louisiana and feel like they've traveled enough.
That's reporter Scott Brannick at KTRH Radio in Houston, Texas. For U.S. troops in Iraq, it'll be another holiday spent overseas. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the 10th Mountain Division near Baghdad says they're hoping to come home when the time is right.
With no hesitation, the leader of 1st Squadron, 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Blackburn, says morale among his troops is high.
Tremendous success we've had in sector. Beating the terrorists down to the lower casualty rate, a very high success rate of combat operations.
But he says the environment here is draining.
You are immersed in a combat situation all the time.
For the last 10 months. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Camp Liberty, Baghdad.
Small group of anti-war protesters arrested outside President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas today. Cindy Sheehan was not among them. You're listening to ABC News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Thanksgiving travelers are being urged to consider alternative parking sites if they're flying out of Lambert Airport.
Thousands are expected to pass through here in the next few days. Travelers are being urged to give themselves plenty of time, preferably 2 hours before their flight. Airport officials also are reminding people about construction at the main terminal garage. To avoid that, you can use the East Terminal Garage or the Superpark Intermediate Lot that's located west of the main terminal. Today and Sunday are typically the busiest travel days of the year. At Lambert Airport, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Two space heaters are believed to have caused this morning's deadly fire in Maplewood.
St. Louis County bomb and arson had
their canine dog that responds, that checks for accelerants, for kerosene, gasoline, et cetera. And the dog was sent through the house twice and had no hits on anything in the house. There's no scoring on the floor of that. And that's how they ended up determining it with that, plus the information of where they started the fire.
Maplewood Detective Sergeant Michael Martin identifies the victim as 44-year-old Maria Huskin. The fire at the home on the 2600 block of Hope broke out at about 2 o'clock. More than 30 police officers have been canvassing and conducting ground searches today in the Metro East. They're searching for a missing Centerville child and his 19-year-old babysitter. Illinois State Police Lieutenant Greg Fernandez tells KTRS News that investigators have received several hotline calls and they continue to follow leads. 4-year-old Kerman Tony Jr. and Amquinette Parker have been missing since November the 6th. A St. Louis County councilman pushing for a suspension of a portion of the utility tax says he is willing to drop that proposal if the county executive, Charlie Dooley, commits to funding a low-income energy affordability program. Shrewsbury Republican Kurt Odenwald tells KTRS News that seniors need every dollar they can save to help pay their heating bills.
The senior citizens in North County, in South County, in the inner county areas, low-income families, single moms who have kids at home who need to be warm this winter.
Odenwald says the county will receive about $1.5 million more from the utility tax this winter because of increased wholesale costs of natural gas. And a commission studying ways to restructure Missouri state government recommending replacing the state's annual budget with one that runs on a two-year cycle. That's one of about 85 recommendations made by the panel. They've turned in their final report to Governor Blunt. The panel also recommending a new state department to consolidate banking, insurance, and securities regulation. Simmons Cooper Market report the Dow ending the day up 45. NASDAQ Composite Index is up 6 and the S&P up 4. The market report is sponsored by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. The Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller. Cloudy this afternoon. We're expecting today's high about 63. Tonight partly cloudy, a low down to 35. And Thanksgiving Day, sunshine and much colder. Temperatures falling tomorrow into the 30s. Right now 62 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney after Thanksgiving sale this Friday only. Stores open up early, 5 a.m., hundreds of doorbusters until 12 noon, and it's all inside JCPenney. First of all, if you are headed out of town on southbound 55 and you need to go out near the end of the state, Interstate 55 is closed both directions near Route 412. Now, that's in the Missouri Boot Heel because of a serious accident, so traffic's being detoured, and there are some pretty significant backups reported. Closer to home, westbound 40 at Big Bend, an accident's been cleared. Traffic still jammed, though, Vandeventer through Hanley. Eastbound 40 at Clayton Skinker, an accident's cleared off to the shoulder. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and Branch Street, an accident with two left lanes blocked. Eastbound 40 between Woods Mill and Mason, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a slowdown. And downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up now. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight on News 4, it's a rare operation that probably would kill anyone over the age of two. But it's actually saving babies right here in St. Louis. See this medical miracle tonight at 10. Then, Thanksgiving night on News 4. Are high-tech electronics on your family's holiday wish list? Is sorting through all the choices a nightmare? The ultimate tech experts will show you how to know which items you should buy and which you should avoid. And which features are really worth the money. Tomorrow night at 10 on News 4.
Rachel Ray rescues Hollywood's Thanksgiving.
I know a lot of you are nervous about making a Thanksgiving meal for a table full of people.
On Entertainment Tonight.
What can we eat that goes with football?
From stuffing to being overstuffed, Rachel has all the answers. Plus, you're on the set of CSI with a 300-pound man.
Someone with a compulsive eating disorder.
Is he eating himself to death, or is it murder on E.T.?
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
This is Frank Bomarito. My mission today is to make luxury car driving affordable for more customers. And I'll do it right here at Bomarito Infinity by paying more for your trade if given that opportunity and by willingly take less profit on every deal. The Bomarito Automotive Group's reputation for volume pricing is a fact. And now we have geared up to sell our luxury line of Infinities at volume price savings. Plus, I promise to beat any Lexus or Acura price. And I'll do this by simply paying more for your trade and taking less profit than any competition. And that's why at Bomarito Infinity, the luxury car ownership experience is closer to your price range today. So see me, Frank Bomarito, at Missouri's largest Infinity dealership, where there's never a line for service and the free loan of car and wash is on me with every visit. That's Bomarito Infinity, Manchester and Clarkson, in Ellisville, where volume pricing makes luxury car driving affordable.
Oh, what is that, yoga?
Yeah, it's called Pleasant Cobra Greeting Sun.
Ooh, looks like Painful Cobra greets a trip to the emergency room.
I'm working on my flexibility.
So am I, but I just combined my SBC services, signed up for local and long distance, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV, all on one bill.
How is that working on your flexibility?
Because they have plans that are flexible without being complicated. It's $85 a month for a range of choices that make sense for me. Cable company only gives you a few choices, and they might not even be what you want.
I think I'm going to go with SBC services instead of yoga.
Good.
Can you help me get my foot out of my ear?
That's my ear.
It's all about flexibility, simplicity, and value. Sign up for local and long-distance service, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV for just $85 a month. For a range of plans and the products you want that cable can't match. Add singular wireless service to save even more. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/yourplan. SBC. Now joined with AT&T.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0397 toll-free or visit sbc.com/sbcbundle.
Jan's mother-in-law has dementia and has fun as a resident of Garden View Care Center.
We went to Garden View and walked in and almost immediately felt at home. They were good people and really had a program that Charlene needed. Extra care, she needed some programs that she could be active and utilize all of her talents that she had remaining, and Garden View seemed to have that program. It's pretty much non-stop. They have activities almost beginning every hour. There's good music there. It's really fun. It's kind of like college.
At Garden View Care Center, we not only provide good care, we make life fun for our residents with dementia and Alzheimer's. Our activity-based dementia care program helps them thrive, stay healthy, and have a good time. Call for a tour or in-home assessment, 636-861-0500. Call Garden View Care Center, 636-861-0500.
If you've dreamed about driving a Cadillac, now is the time. Bomarito Cadillac is offering special discounts, interest rates, and lease specials for everyone's budget. That's Bomarito Cadillac, where price sells Cadillacs.
Office parties start with a stop at Lucas Liquor Superstore's Party Planning Department, Clarkson and Manchester next to Kmart, or call 636-227-4339.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
It's Frank, so let me ask you a question. How can the jewelry business be down 20-something percent this year, 2005? But Genovese's business is up considerably. I'd like to think it's the power of the Big 550 and this show. I'll tell you what it is. It's the spectacular store they have. It's the trust people have in them, knowing that they'll get their money's worth when they buy their jewelry. It's the selection. It's the fact that if you want custom, you can get truly custom-made jewelry. And you put all that together, and you get yourself a very, very successful jewelry store. And I think they do something like, I mean, honest to goodness, it's like a fourth of the business they do the entire year is over this holiday season. So don't put it off. Don't wait till the last minute. You know you want jewelry, so why not just get on in now to the greatest jewelry store you're probably ever going to go into, Genovese. They're in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270. They'd love to meet you and love to have you become a regular customer. I'm going to guess you will. You do business with them one time, you're a customer for life at Genovese Custom Jewelers.
The name of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fog hat.
Yeah.
Fog hat.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to call him every once in a while when we were kids. Hey, you got some hog fat.
That's funny.
I know.
Every movie or every TV show you see him and they go to a drug scene, they usually play Fog Hat Slow Ride. What is with them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Fog Hat was a good band.
Yeah.
Oh, way back when. We're so old now.
Oh, yeah, we are.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Joe Hipperson will be up in a couple minutes. He's feverishly working now. I mean, he is just going to town working on his entertainment segment to let us know what's going on for the weekend. We have Dr. Doug will be coming up. We'll have Bill Cleveland on the way. And we have some. Anybody have anything that they want to say? We're not doing the Burke segment or anything.
We finished the Burke segment. Did we ever close it?
Ooh, oh, heck, we never did.
Doors wide open.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, we better close the Burke segment.
I do have
one
thing.
Thank God we did that.
Ian and I were talking about this, off the air, a little bit about this whole Gary Glitter sex child molestation allegation. Have you heard about this? Now, you know who Gary Glitter is.
Gary Glitter?
Yeah. The guy that did Rock and Roll Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Every pep band plays it.
Yeah.
Okay. And supposedly he is over in Vietnam and was renting someplace. I don't know why in the world, you know, he lives over there. I really don't know anything about the guy. They've been looking for him since November the 12th. He's charged with child molestation. And the interesting thing about it is under Vietnamese law, sexual contact with a minor under the age of 18 carries all kinds of penalties, but here's the worst. Child rape carries the maximum penalty of death before a firing squad.
Wow.
If it's a 12-year-old he's allegedly to have had contact with.
Oh,
not good.
They said whether he had her consent or not, that would still be considered child rape under Vietnamese law.
Wow.
And you know, you don't hear anything about Gary Glitter, and then, 30 years later, something like this pops up.
And then he shows up in Vietnam. And they say that Vietnam now is so built up now, it's almost like driving through Manchester or something. That's what they say. They say it's really all built up and kind of a little modern now or whatever. It's still communist, isn't it? Or not? Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. All right, we don't do history. We don't do geography, right?
Yeah, we don't do communism. We don't do anything.
But just to clarify, I mean, he is in Vietnamese custody now, but what's going to happen, nobody knows.
A firing squad.
Okay.
Oh, man, that would...
Maybe that'd be a great thing for us to adopt here. There'd be a little less of this child molestation going on.
They still do that thing with the firing squad where only one person has a live bullet?
I have no idea.
Over there, probably not. Yeah.
Maybe all of them have live ammo. I don't know.
They probably have machine guns over there.
Yeah. That'd be the way to go, though.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go, might as well just be shot by like a million bullets. You won't feel a thing. Unless everybody's a bad shot.
You'll feel the first one.
I wonder if they blindfold you, and I wonder if they let you have a final cigarette.
Well, I don't smoke, so that wouldn't do me any good.
Yeah.
I'd still smoke. Even if I didn't smoke, I'd say, I want another smoke. I want a cigarette.
Yeah.
You want to take a call or two here?
Yeah. Okay. Tom, line one.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Pretty good. I got a Thanksgiving joke for you.
Okay.
Right. What do boy turkey say to the girl turkey?
Uh-oh.
Gobble, gobble.
Want to get stuffed?
I'd like to try you out for thighs.
Oh, for thighs. Instead of thighs. All right. Boy, you just...
Colorful.
Yeah. Holy cow.
It made a difference.
Who's
Rich is up next.
Hello, Rich. Rich?
Whoa.
Hello there.
Rich?
Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi, Rich.
You were just talking about this Gary Glitter thing in Vietnam. I heard this in the news, I think, end of last week, and the funniest, the strange part about it was he was supposedly renting a place on the beach in Vietnam, sharing it with his 15-year-old wife.
Oh,
15-year-old wife. And he cheated on her with a 12-year-old?
Oh,
what is
this
man, guy's
that's bad news.
I don't know,
but it was reported in the news that he was living there with his 15-year-old wife.
Mm. Oh, how old is Gary Glitter?
61.
61?
61, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I heard that on a syndicated morning show. I drive a truck and I was out in the southeast part of the country. I was listening to they're called Down Boy and Billy. You can't get them in St. Louis, but they're almost as funny as y'all are. But they were talking about that last week, how he was supposedly living with his supposedly 15-year-old wife on a beach in Vietnam.
Wow, went for a younger woman then.
Honey, you're getting too old.
Yeah, 30 years since he had a hit record.
And think of it this way, when he was 49, she wasn't even born yet. She was 12.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And, you know, but it makes you wonder, with their laws over there, even if he is supposedly married to this supposed 15-year-old girl, since she's under the age of 18, would it still be considered child molestation? Maybe they're after him because of his 15-year-old wife.
Yeah. That's a good question. We'll find out a lot more, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we really need to know the perversion of a 60-something-year-old guy in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it's sad. Very sad.
All right.
Well, thank you, Rich. You have a good Thanksgiving.
And you too.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll try John.
John's up next.
Hello, John.
Hello, I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
And hello, Karen.
Hi, John.
I just called to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving out there.
Oh, well, thank you.
You too, John.
Thanks, John.
And Frank, I know he's probably listening. Even though he is on vacation, it's probably a working vacation, ain't it?
Well, it's always a working vacation.
Yeah.
For Frank, it is.
Always, yes. For all of us, it's a working vacation. You think tomorrow we'll be off? And we'll be...
Well, no, we have a meeting in the morning.
Yeah, we have a meeting in the morning.
I have to put my turkey in the oven, and then, John, we're all meeting here. What time is it, guys? 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Working vacation.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all just have a safe one and be careful. And I hear you back out there Monday.
Okay.
All right.
You too.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, should we head to... head to the chair to my right?
Yeah, he's right here.
Hey! It is hip to be square. It's hip to be this guy. It's hip to be Joe Hipperson, because he's going to let us know what to do on this long, extended weekend that we're heading to. And Joe Hipperson is brought to you by Metro Lighting, with 6 Metro Lighting centers to serve you, 7 coming soon. Go to MetroLightingCenters.com. And now, here's your man that's hip on entertainment, Joe Hipperson.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Hello, Karen.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, wow. What's that bring away?
You know, after you guys picked up to be my theme song, I went and I actually picked up the Greatest Hits of Huey Lewis. That song is not on the Greatest Hits. I didn't even look at the back of it. I assumed it would be on there because I wanted to be conceited listening to my theme song.
Yeah,
I didn't drive in my car.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, Hip to Be Square didn't make the... it made Billboard's top 40, but it didn't really go anywhere, did it?
Let me look.
Hey, on that Greatest Hits, Do You Believe in Love on there?
I don't know, Trevor. I only bought it for the one song.
It's a great song.
Well, I got it for that and Power of Love, because...
Oh, that's a good one.
I saw Huey Lewis' Greatest Hits the other day, and it didn't have Do You Believe in Love. I think that's the greatest song they ever made.
That was one of their originals, one of their first ones that they came out with.
I understand
why
that one's not on there.
And I saw Huey Lewis at the Muni one time, one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Wow.
Oh, he was unbelievable. Unbelievable. He had the Tower of Power horns with him, and they were just incredible.
Should we do the weekend report?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe, sorry about that.
Yeah. Movies opening up this weekend. We've got 5 new films opening up this Thanksgiving weekend. Somehow I get the feeling that on Monday the box office reports will still show Harry Potter in the lead as far as overall gross, but let's break down these new contenders. First up is Just Friends. Just Friends is the fun date movie you can go and see this holiday weekend. Ryan Reynolds, the guy who starred in Van Wilder, he wears a fat suit to portray a loser in high school who gets shot down by his dream girl. So what does he do? A little exercise, a move across the country, and the removal of the fat suit, and suddenly 10 years later, Ryan Reynolds becomes a womanizing music exec ladies' man. Until destiny takes a hand and the girl who shot him down re-enters his life. Next up, In the Mix. This stars another rap R&B star trying to be an actor. This time it's Usher, and he plays a New York DJ who saves the life of a mob boss. How does the mob boss repay him? He hires Usher to be his daughter's bodyguard. Gee, I wonder if Usher and the daughter fall in love. Rent is the next film opening up this holiday weekend. This is the big screen adaptation of the now famous stage performance. It's a whole lot of singing and dancing from some young East Villagers complaining about AIDS and being homeless, and of course, pending the rent. Hmm. Next up, we've got Cheaper by the Dozen. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. This is the film that will totally remind you of Cheaper by the Dozen. It's called Yours, Mine, and Ours. Stars Dennis Quaid and Rene Russo.
Now, I know a couple of people who have seen this already on premieres, and they loved it.
Did they?
They loved it, and they're in their late 20s, have one or two little kiddos, and they loved it.
Did they say it reminded them of Cheaper by the Dozen?
No.
Really?
No.
How many kids do they have total together? They have like 18, don't they?
That is correct. Quaid and Russo may be opposites, but opposites attract. The only problem with this match made in heaven is once they get married, they realize they now have 18 kids between the two of them.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
The last film opening up is being called this year's Bad Santa. The film is entitled The Ice Harvest, and it stars Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack. Cusack and Thornton steal $2 million from the mob on Christmas Eve. Everything goes according to plan until Mother Nature steps in and snow cuts off their only escape route. What follows is a lot of violence, sex, and vulgar language. The film worked very hard to deserve its R rating. One thing it has going for it is its director, and that would be Egon himself, Harold Ramis. Ramis is the man who was either behind or in front of the camera for some of the funniest movies ever made. His directing credits include Caddyshack, Vacation, Groundhog Day, Analyze This, Analyze That, and Multiplicity.
I love Multiplicity.
I thought it was great.
No, I really liked it. I love Michael Keaton. I will see anything he does. I even saw that terrible movie where he turned into a snowman. Did you ever see that?
Oh, Jack.
Oh, my God.
I like Jack.
You like Jack Frost?
Yeah,
I like it.
Was it Jack? Yeah, Jack Frost,
yeah,
right?
Jack Frost.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad. All right, now, if you're not going to go out and see a brand new film opening up this weekend, you've always got The Cheap Show. I don't say that derogatorily. I just say it's The Cheap Show. Keller 8, the Keller Plaza 8. It's on Lime Ferry. It's where they play films that were out in theaters a couple months ago. You can get in for $3.50. It's awesome. They got Wedding Crashers, Just Like Heaven, Flight Plan, In Her Shoes, Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, The Weatherman, A History of Violence, and they've also put two films in that have already done their theatrical run. In fact, they're already out on DVD, but if you want to go out for a Christmas film, then we're going to put Elf back in there, as well as Christmas with the Cranks. That might be fun to do. All right, concerts around town. Tonight, the American English Invasion begins at the Casino Queen. American English, hands down the best Beatle tribute you'll ever see, begins playing tonight, and they go through Sunday.
Are they better than 1964?
Hands down. The best
I've ever seen,
I swear.
I've seen them on Channel 2 a couple times. And
American English are awesome.
They're really good, and they also did, weren't they at Busch Stadium for that anniversary?
Were.
They
yeah.
were at the anniversary of the Beatles at Busch Stadium.
The guy who does John Lennon from a distance, you would swear it was John Lennon. The guy that does Paul McCartney, just close your eyes, it is Paul McCartney.
And he plays
awesome.
Left-handed, too.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And they
so
have
does
replicas.
The guy in 64.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just saying, 64 I saw like a dozen times.
I'd like to see these guys.
Every year I've gone to the Casino Queen for American English. I love watching their shows. It's awesome. Thanksgiving night, all you local music fans need to turn out for their annual Thanksgiving concert at Pops. I am, of course, talking about Fragile Porcelain Mice. Every year they do one show on Thanksgiving night, Fragile Porcelain Mice.
It's a
big deal. It always sells out. Saturday night, you can come out to the Broadway Oyster Bar for an evening with Bonorama.
Oh, yeah. Favorite band.
Friday.
Bonorama.
Yeah, Bonorama, Broadway Oyster Bar on Saturday night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Polka Festival hits the Marriott Pavilion. $30 will get you access all weekend long.
Yeah.
Friday night, Diamond David Lee Roth will roll into town and play the Bottleneck Blues Bar at the Ameristar Casino. That should be a very fun show. Anybody ever see Diamond David Lee Roth?
No. When did he change his name to Diamond?
They've always called him Diamond Dave.
They have? I didn't know
where
that.
Where have you been? David Lee Roth.
Come on, back me up, right? Diamond David Lee Roth. He's always been that.
He was part of Van Halen, right?
Uh-huh. He wasn't Diamond when he was with Van Halen.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Trevor, are you serious? You didn't know that?
No, I'm just double checking.
Yes,
maybe some people didn't know.
Well, I'll verify you. Yeah. Diamond David Lee Roth was in Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And last but not least,
just a gigolo.
Who is in the mood for a good stage show?
Oh, me.
Oh, good.
I am.
I've got two options for you this holiday weekend, and each one very different from the other. Broadway's most popular musical, Chicago, hits the Fabulous Fox this holiday weekend. The razzle-dazzle tale of sin and celebrity that took home 6 Tony Awards, 2 Oliver Awards, and 1 Grammy will be running tonight through the 28th. Shows start at 8 p.m. through Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday, 6 p.m. on Monday. Ticket prices are only going to set you back $22 to $60.
Ew.
The other stage show you might want to check out is a very interesting spin on a film that has become a cult classic.
What?
I'm talking about Reefer Madness Live. The production is being put on by Magic Smoking Monkey Theater and is being built... And it's being billed as a live presentation of the mother of all drug films.
Oh,
now, Hollywood has also jumped in on this, having recently released Reefer Madness, the musical, in select cities. Performances can be seen at the Regional Arts Commission Studio Theater on Del Mar today through Saturday. Shows at 8 o'clock and 10:30. Tickets are only 10 to 15 bucks.
Do you have a dime bag?
Yes, I have a dime bag.
Is it really good stuff?
Is it really good stuff?
Okay, sorry.
Is that all you got?
That was Reefer Madness.
That was all I had. You don't have to play the theme song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, because you asked me about it. It should have been on your best hits, and maybe it's on the volume, too, because it was on the charts for 12 weeks.
Really?
And went as high as number 3.
Wow. Very good.
Hip to be square.
I bet you this show is responsible for the need to put out a volume, too.
Probably out.
Oh, I thought you wrap it up. Don't you go, I'm Joe Hipperson, and then...
Well, yeah, you should do it, then I hang up. You want me to do that and then walk out of the studio?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are, Joe. All right, we're supposed to have Dr. Doug calling in today, but we haven't seen height nor hair of him.
But we do have a break we need to take in traffic.
Yeah, we do, and we'll do that coming up right now on the Big 550 KTRS.
Geraldo at Large, New York.
I was slapped in the face. She pushed me down the stairs in the house.
Did this nanny really work in a house of horrors? Now her outraged employers lash out.
It's all about a money grab. It's pure and simple. And she's very interested in money.
Hear both sides in this controversial case. Plus, a car crash leaves 2 children dead. Geraldo exposes the facts, the evidence, and why one mother has been charged.
Geraldo at Large, today at 4:30 on Fox News. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, a destructive fire in Olivet is being blamed on cable installation. How it happened, and the exclusive interview with the installer who says he is responsible. Traveling for the holidays? We'll have the latest from Lambert Airport, and you can find out what roads you'll want to avoid. And it's part 3 of our toy test. Today we look at toys with dance and music themes. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
4:32 at the Big 550. We need lots of help home or out of town. Mike Waynes has it in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. You with us, Mike?
I'm with you.
All right.
I just hope I can tell you which way to go and which way not to go.
Well, we started off badly. Let's see if it improves. Huh?
Exactly. We've got an accident on westbound 40 at Big Bend. It's in the right lane right now, backing up traffic. Bound to the Science Center. Northbound 270 is slow from 40 to Page. Southbound 270 from 40 to Dirty Ferry and Pockets. Eastbound 270 is just east of 370 right now. Westbound 70, St. Charles, slow from the Blanchard Bridge to 94, also jams up from Cave Springs to Mid Rivers. Eastbound 70, we had an accident in between, midway between Salisbury and Branch, blocking the 2 left lanes. That's been moved over to the shoulder, but we've got quite a backup through there. The downtown bridges, eastbound 40 is back to Compton already. Eastbound 70, the right lane is jammed through the depressed section. Northbound 55 is really on to eastbound 44 right now. Eastbound 44 is back to Jefferson onto the 55 merge. And coming from Illinois to Missouri, across Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 5570 is slow in pockets from 3rd Street to the bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney after Thanksgiving sale this Friday only. Stores open early at 5 a.m. with hundreds of doorbusters till noon. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
1, 2, 3.
We're at this supermarket checking out shopping lists.
Oh, here's mine.